Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Sealed. Revelation 7, 1-17. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes, and peoples, and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in the white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." We get this picture in the middle of seals. All of a sudden, there's this kind of parentheses in the revealing of the seals and the horsemen, the breaking forth, the blowing of trumpets in these different declarations. It's the sealing of the believers. Remember, John is a pastor who is writing to the churches. He had that special heart. He was the one that Jesus loved. And we know that the promise of being sealed by God is one that occurs multiple times in earlier scriptures. It's the idea of a king taking his insignia ring and marking something as royal and belonging to him. We see it in Ezekiel. We see it in Ephesians. Paul says that the Spirit is sealing these blessings that have been poured into us. In 2 Corinthians 1 and 12, he says, "God sealed us and gave his Spirit as a pledge." A lot of people spend time trying to figure out what the 144,000 is. It's really just simply 12 times 12. It's the perfect number. Remember, numbers aren't to be taken literally in apocalyptic literature. There's symbolism. And the tribulation, there's all kinds of schematics that have come up in people's interpretation to when the tribulation is. What we do know is that tribulation, kingdom of God, and perseverance all go together, and that's in every age of the church. Even so, we are declared clean, white in the blood of the Lamb. These are our robes. They've been dipped so that we have a new character. And again, the picture, this bursting forth of worship is of every nation. The promise to Abraham that he would be blessed and nations will be blessed through him is seen, depicted here. God keeps releasing his blessings nation by nation. There's a foretaste of the end of Revelation here, wiping away of every tear from their eyes. These are reminders that John is not seeing things sequentially, and so we shouldn't try to interpret them sequentially. He's looking and seeing these bold expressions, many of them overlapping, many of them having both a past, present, and a future optic, actually. So all three optics at one time. What's the so what of this being sealed, of having our foreheads marked by the Lord? It's a reminder that in this world, we're secure, but not always safe. The way of the Lamb we've been seeing is that he was slaughtered for victory. And we're seeing that he honors those who have experienced the hardest part of tribulation. Grew up with this phrase, the safest place in the world is to be in the center of God's will. That's true, but it's not true. Yeah, spiritually, the safest place is to be in the center, but that might put us in the most dangerous place. It certainly put Jesus in the most dangerous place. And so it's a reminder that though our world's not safe and things may come against us, we are secure as his people. This is why Jesus prays in his high priestly prayer, no one snatches them out of their hands. Lord, keep them in the world, but protect them from the evil one in the battle that is going on. The now what is another recognition that we shouldn't be surprised when opposition comes against us. In fact, we probably should be surprised when we don't have opposition. This was Peter's words to the church in his letter. Do not be surprised when every type of tribulation comes against you. And James says, actually, you should count it all joy. Probably means that you're in the right place. We are the ambassadors. We are secure. He has marked us. Our calling is to point to him, the one who makes us secure. Lord, all of us have different things that come against us that can throw off our sense of equilibrium. We acknowledge that this isn't a safe world. We acknowledge that our first calling isn't to safety. But we do at the same time acknowledge that we are secure in your, that nothing comes to us except through the filters of your love and your victory that is already established. You are the Lamb who is upon the throne. There is worship eternally before you. You will be our shepherd. You will guide us to springs of living water. You will wipe away every tear. So we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.